Dwayne, as a receiver's room, though, when you hear the news finally that Victor's going to be down for the rest of the season, how difficult is that for you guys to deal with emotionally, since he is one of the leaders on this team?
Well, anytime Victor, you know, Victor is a leader, you know, and you always want your leaders on the field at any given time, you know, and he's a playmaker and he's a good receiver and a good player. So, you know, with him being out, you know, it's definitely heartbreaking for the team to, you know, take that in. But, you know, we've been playing without him, so we just got to continue to play for him.
Did you get to know him at all, kind of when he's been around the locker room? Has he given you any wisdom on how to navigate the spot role?
Yeah, you know, as a player, we always help each other out in the receiver room. You know, we talk, you know, all the time about what we see and what we could do better, or what, you know, techniques he uses or I use or whoever uses, you know, and that's how we make each other better.
Is it good to know the job's yours now? I mean, nobody else is coming back.
Well, you know, it's good to know that, you know, I'm gonna be playing, you know, and that's always good. You always want to be on the field whenever you want, whenever you can. So, you know, I'm just embracing the role, like I said, and just continue to play football.
What about your role on specials? I mean, obviously, like you said, you've done this all year, but kind of knowing that you have to now be that, there's no Victor coming back in the slot role. Can you kind of handle all the gunner work? And
that's what I've been doing it the whole season. I've been doing it the whole season. It's nothing changed. Nothing changed since the beginning of the season.
Dwayne, when you see the catch by Odell in the end zone get overturned, is there any part of a wide receiver group that still looks around and says, do we know what a catch is, what isn't a catch in this league?
I don't know. I guess nowadays you just got to come down with the ball and secure it all the way through and don't let the ball hit the ground at all.
I mean, one play yesterday with Amendola win, did he kind of fake you out a little bit? Did you think it was a fair catch?
No, I was looking up at the ball, so I really actually didn't know where the ball was going to land. And then when I came down to see where, you know, he was, you know, he just had caught it. So, you know, it was just one of those plays where, you know, you make a bad read on it, bad things happen.